every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday.
Yo, 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 welcome to the vibe where love and faith collide. I'm your boy, Michael D. Ballard, aka the Marriage Pastor. And I'm going to be your guide to get you through this crazy thing called love. So whether you are single, ready to mingle, or you're already hitched and you need someone to get you out of that ditch, I am going to help you from a kingdom standpoint. I'm going to be your go-to for everything that has to do with love, sex, or attachment from a kingdom of God standpoint. So I hope you're ready because I'm ready. We've been covering this love series, The Foundation of Love. And today we're going to talk about where it comes from, baby. Agape love, the God kind of love. Make sure you turn off your cell phones, you get your notepads ready, because we're about to drop some serious knowledge. We're about to remix the way you are doing relationships. So are you ready? Let's get it. Let's get it. So add to the stage, of course, to all my faithful hearts community. Throw that heart up, baby. Throw that heart up, baby. Faithful Hearts community. And you know we are standing on Genesis 1:26, which is the ultimate goal for all relationships. So let's get it started. You know how we do. You know how we do. Let's make sure everything is ready to roll. Here we go. Divine Love Lesson Series, Foundation of Love. Of course, we got to get to understanding agape love. So this is day two of that series. Remember, we're talking about agape love originates from God. And like always, make sure you download your workbook. Listen, you're going to need your workbook if you want to go to the next level. Okay, go to my page, MichaelDBallard.com, download your workbook. Remember, if you're working in a small group or with your churches, make sure that everybody goes and download their own workbook. This helps support this channel and helps me with my mission to remix love for the kingdom of God. Okay. And we're going to jump right into it. You know, I like to start with stories. Okay. We want to go with this one. It's called The Gardener's Secret. The Gardener's Secret. Imagine this, guys. In a small, vibrant village, there lived an elderly gardener named Mr. Benson. He was renowned not just for his lush, beautiful garden, but also for his kind and loving nature. People often wondered where he got the energy to love and care not just for his plants, but also for everybody around him. Now, young Lucy, curious about Mr. Benson's secret, decided to ask him one day, "Mr. Benson, how do you manage to love everybody, even people who are unkind to you or the ones who never appreciate your help?" Hey, how many of y'all can identify with this story? You're always loving on people, always giving to people, but people never really loving you back. Check out Mr. Benson's explanation. Mr. Benson smiled and led Lucy to a small, secluded part of his garden where a beautiful vine was growing. "You see, this vine," he began, "it looks healthy and vibrant, but it wasn't always like this. It used to be small, withered, sprawling. But I nurtured it, fed it, and most importantly, I connected it to the source of life, water and sunlight." He continued, "My ability to love, to be patient, kind, and forgiving is like this vine. It comes from a source far greater than myself. My love originates from God, who is the ultimate embodiment of love. Just as this vine remains connected to its life source, I remain connected to God. His love flows through me, enabling me to love others. Lucy nodded. Looking at the vine, it made sense now. You see, Mr. Benson's love was a reflection of something divine, something pure, something inexhaustible. She realized that agape love, that kind of love that is selfless and unconditional, truly originates from a higher source. From that day on, Lucy didn't just admire Mr. Benson's garden. She understood the heart of the garden. You see, the lesson of the vine stayed with her, teaching her that love, like Mr. Benson, she needed to be connected with God, the true source of agape love. Oh. Our scripture teaching today is in 1 John 4:7-8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, I'm going to break this scripture down. Make sure you guys take these notes, and make sure you guys, when you go to day two, follow along with the workbook, do the exercises to help you go to the next level in whatever state you are in your relationship, whether you're single, ready to mingle, or you're already hitched. You're going to need to go to another level if you want to exude what the kingdom purpose for love and relationships are. So let's break down 1 John. Let's break it down line by line, because I like to go piece by piece. First, we want to go with where it says, dear friends, let's love one another. See, understand, guys, they're not, God, in this scripture, they're not asking you. This is a call to action. It's a call to action. And it's a call to action for believers to actually love one another. See, the Bible says that you know that you belong to me by the love that you show toward one another. Now, how much more so in your relationship? See, if you say that you love God and that you're a part of the kingdom, you can't do that and not show love one to another. And as I do this, the Holy Spirit told me, this is why it's important to make sure you're not unequally yoked with somebody. Because if you guys are saying that you stand for the kingdom of God and you're walking toward an example of Christ, then you need to be with someone that understands that principle, because you guys will represent him in your love life. So the love that you show, and that's why marriages are the ultimate blueprint for understanding Christ and his relationship with the church, because people are watching you. People looking at how you're loving each other. And I'm not talking about that Facebook love or social media love, because I know a lot of people that it looks good on social media, but they don't like each other. They're arguing with each other. They hate each other. Some of them are just about divorced, but they put on a front for everybody to see. God sees it. And it's fake. And when it breaks, what you did was just lie to a plethora of people who thought your love was real. And then they look back and say, oh, another relationship bites the dust. I thought they were supposed to be saved. Now, here's a second one. It says, for love comes from God. Think about that. You can't love without the Holy Spirit. You cannot love without God. It is imperative for you to understand that without God, you cannot display his type of love, especially when it comes to intimate relationships, because it will challenge everything about you that needs to be changed, that needs to grow. That's why it imitates the relationship Christ has with us, because the love that Jesus has for us, it makes us want to change, not out of he making you do it, but because of the love that he has shown for us. He loves us so much that it makes us want to change on our own. That's the same thing about being in that relationship with that person. It should draw you to want to love more, to want to put down that bottle, to want to be faithful, to want to not hurt that other person. Because it's the love that they're showing. That's why the Bible says when someone does something evil to you, to show kindness to them. Because it's that kindness that makes people want to change. Third point, everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. This is so important because this is like your testament to let you know if you are a part of who God says he is. It is because of that love. Because God is love. God is agape. So without God, you cannot love. And if you are loving truly, then that is a sure sign that you belong to God. And fourth, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And that's the second part of that. Think about that. Whoever does not love does not know God. See, there's a lot of people who can quote scriptures, but it says here, if you don't love, you don't know God. You may know of him, but you don't know. That word know is an intimate word. It's not like somebody saying, oh, I know Pastor Michael because I may be on YouTube or social media or something like that. But you don't really know me if we don't have an intimate relationship. You know about me. See, a lot of people know about God, but they don't really know God. So if you want to go to the next level of agape, you're going to have to come from a genuine place of true love in God. Let's get back to that story of Mr. Benson. See, Mr. Benson, he uses the vine as a metaphor for his ability to love. See, the Bible says that Jesus is the branch. See, when you connect to the branch, you can become the vine. Because he says, and Mr. Benson, and I may have said that wrong, if I did, don't, Bible scholars, don't eat me up. But you understand what I'm saying. You got to be connected to God if you want to flourish. Just like that vine, Mr. Benson says, like he explained to Lucy, that vine is sustained by something greater than himself. That's how we have to be, and we're talking about loving on God. You cannot be a loving husband, a loving wife, if you are not connected to the source of love. It is impossible to be connected to God, truly connected to God, and not love God or not love people the way God loves them. I was just talking to my wife about the Bible says that in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. And you can see that all over the world, that more and more people are operating in evil and in hate and in bitterness. And it's imperative, like never before, to connect yourself with something bigger than you. Your relationships have to be rooted in Christ, has to be powered by the Holy Spirit, and you have to be connected to what God is saying love is. Because we live in an era right now where the definition of love is so loose, and everybody is saying, I love you. And like I taught you in my first teaching on the different levels of love, everybody not loving or not even trying to strive for that agape kind of love. So when you're going to the next level in your relationship, you need to connect with God. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Men, especially men, we are supposed to be the bride of Christ. A lot of men are struggling in the area of marriage because they have not learned how to be a bride yet. A lot of men don't know how to be a bride yet. Now, I'm not talking about in a feminine form. I'm talking about in the submissive, nurturing form to God, to Christ. You want your wife to operate in that loving, in her loving feminine energy, in her submission, you first have to be that to Christ. Are you serving? Are you worshiping? Are you reading your word? Are you seeking his face? Do you have a real relationship with Christ? Because that is the forerunner before you can be a husband. Because it follows a pecking order. So in your next journey in life, I submit to you, submit to Christ, husbands, be wives so that your wife can be a wife to you. If this message has been a blessing to you, make sure you share it. And as always, download your free Return on Love assessment. This guide was designed to help you see through the noise of your relationship. It was designed to help you to determine the values, the things that you can't see when there's arguing, when there's issues, especially for those that are married and for those that are in relationships and you're not sure if this is the right relationship you're supposed to be in. Download this assessment. It'll help you see clearly the value, if there really is value in that relationship. Are you getting back from that relationship what you're putting in? This assessment will help you do that. Share this, and remember, come here tomorrow, day three of this series, Foundation of Love. We're going to take your love life to the next level. I'm your boy, Pastor Michael, aka the Marriage Pastor, and it has been my pleasure to assist you. Until we meet again, strive to love and be loved, not just in actions, but in truth. Faithful hearts, I'll see you tomorrow.